Hey, Dave Edwards, jiving around from KPOO San Francisco. It's another Thursday. It's the 21st of July, 2016. Hope things are going well for you. Well, they're going okay with me. We got the music right up until 11 o'clock this morning, so keep your dial set right where it's at, okay? We're going to let you know what's happening this weekend on Saturday in Alameda, the California Historical Radio Society, the Radio Day by the Bay. We'll let you know what's going on with that, the fundraiser event, and lots more. So keep your dial set. Hey, let's get things underway here on this Thursday. We got Ike and Tina Turner. Year was 1960.
Oh, there's something on my mind. Won't somebody please, please tell me what's wrong? You're just a fool. You know you're in love.
Radio with Dave jiving around.
We'll swing and I'll wink at you. I'm your puppet. I'll do funny things if you want me to. I'm your puppet. I'm yours.
The Elgin's year was 1963 for this. Remember, from out of Los Angeles. Back to November 1963, the Elgin's, I Lost My Love in the Big City.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. Change gon' come. Oh,
Wednesday evenings, 8 to 11, music from all over the world, Asia, Africa, Caribbean, wild sounds, planet Earth. Wednesday nights, 8 to 11, World Music Show.
The California Historical Radio Society presents Radio by the Bay 2016, live in Alameda, July 23rd from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m., happening at two locations, the California Historical Radio Society, 2152 Central Avenue, and the second location at Kaufman's Auditorium, 2200 Central Avenue, Alameda, featuring a live auction of antique radios, a silent auction of unique items, and a vintage electronic sale. Plus a live concert by the 19-piece Golden Gate Radio Orchestra. Also a live radio play. The California Historical Radio Society is an educational nonprofit. There is a very small donation at the door. This is a benefit for the California Historical Radio Society. Check it out July 23rd from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. For auction catalog and more information, visit chrsradio.com.
All happening with Dave, jiving around. That's right. It's going to be a big event coming up. Would you believe? Yes, indeed. It is coming up on this Saturday. The California Historical Radio Society is going to be presenting some really interesting things, you know, a big radio auction and so forth. And then we got a big play. We got something that's very, very special there, the Maltese Falcon, a live radio play on stage, and of course, directed and produced by Terry McGovern. A lot more coming your way in Alameda. The main museum is located at 2152 Central Avenue, and of course, the actual play itself, as well as some other great events in the big Hoffman Auditorium down the street. And definitely, you're going to have to check this out and, you know, have some fun and get involved with what's going on, okay? It's 18 minutes after the 9 o'clock with Dave. And we definitely have the music for you on this Thursday morning. Lots of sounds coming your way. And I'm going to really try to do something here. We're doing some interesting things around here at the radio station, trying to get our act together with lots of the great music, lots of programming. And, of course, another quick reminder that looks like Prison Focus is going to be on ATIS again. Both Charles Carbone and Brother Leo are out of the station, out of the area on vacation and so forth. But there's a good chance that they might return on next Thursday. Anyway, we definitely got the music for you here on 89.5 Radio. Lots of sounds for you on this Thursday morning. And we got Willie Mitchell on 89.5 Radio, 30-60-90 from 1964. We'll be right back. 89.5, what's happening with Dave? Jiving around, of course, we got Willie Mitchell there. That's, of course, the one and only 30-60-90. And all happening with, we're just having a lot of fun on this Thursday morning. Lots of things going on 89.5 radio. And we just enjoy just playing the music for you on this Thursday morning. Lots of stuff. And just a quick reminder, of course, as I mentioned before, at 11 o'clock this morning, there will not be any prison focus radio. No, that's not going to happen. But I think, as I said before, there's no doubt that Brother Leo will be back next Thursday. Same time, same station. And, you know, we definitely want to check him out when he comes back next Thursday here, as he does the last show for the month of July on this, well, you know, this month is going by pretty fast. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, and before you know it, it's August, and hey, there you go. Anyway, we got some more music for you on this Thursday morning. Definitely going to be going back to 1966, Big Maybelle.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You web on top now, baby, since you left me, yeah. And you are
confession. Let her know that I'm
sorry that I
I know her love was true, but I made her cry time after time, until one day she couldn't take it no more. She said goodbye to me and walked straight out the door. So please, Mr. Editor, ask her for me to take me back and give me a try. And I'll be true, oh so true, and I'll love her till the day I die. And that's mine.
True.
She buys your magazine.
Read it in your magazine.
Print the story, it's mine.
From the one and only Brooke Benton from 1963 to Jimmy McGriff from 64. This is Kiko with Dave jobbing around at 27 minutes after 9. Driving on with Dave, KPO.
but she just don't know it yet. No, she just don't know it yet. I've gotta find someone to introduce me to her. Oh, I just gotta get next to her. Some way, somehow, I've gotta meet her. 'Cause I'm looking for a love too. Spy. He said she's a knockout, but oh, awfully shy. She wants love, and so do I. Baby, sweet little girl, in my
that definitely sounds like 1969 music. I think The Attractions, that's right. New Girl in the Neighborhood, all happening with Dave at 28 minutes before the hour of 10, jiving around on this 21st of July, 2016. Good morning, everybody. We're going to play some funky music with those the White Trashers. Talking about Wild Cherry, the year was 1976. Hey, baby. I was in Winnipeg, Canada when I first heard this record.
Two stars.
summer of 1976.
KPOO San Francisco Haiku, Patricia, Mondays, 6 to 8:30 p.m. Eclectic music.
When Tofa said she had a mental health problem, I was a little surprised. Sure, she seemed to be going through a lot at school, but nothing that didn't seem normal.
Mental health problems are surprisingly common. They affect nearly every family in the United States.
I mean, look at her. She's been on the basketball team since 7th grade, and when she graduated, she was named Scholar Athlete of the Year.
Most people with mental health problems recover. They can excel at school, grow up to raise families, get jobs, and play important roles in our communities and in our lives.
I guess Tova really taught me something.
Get the facts about mental health. Call 1-800-789-2647 for a free brochure. That's 1-800-789-2647.
Mental health is part of all our lives.
A public service of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the California Department of Mental Health, and this radio station.
All right, sounds good with Dave jiving around. Ever been to the Marsh? I remember being there, I guess, I don't know how many years ago, when Brian Copeland did his one-man play, Not an Ordinary Black Man, which was just outstanding. You know, basically a autobiography of him growing up in San Leandro, which was mostly white, and a lot of the discrimination that he had to adhere to living in San Leandro back then in the early 70s. And a lot of things are happening at the Marsh. Not only, of course, the history, the great colorful history, of course, with Brian Copeland, comedian Brian Copeland, performing his one-man play there back in the early 2000s, but there's a lot of other things going on at the Marsh, too, located at 1062 Valencia Street here in San Francisco. Going on now, through August 27th, The Real Americans. That's right, a solo show by Dan Hoyle, developed and directed by Charles Burian. This hit show is back with updates from the original roadshow earlier in 2016. And the New Yorker says the smart, entertaining, funny, insightful, compassionate, and ultimately hopeful event without being soft at all. That's what they said, but The Real Americans is all about. Again, it's going on right now through August 27th. Friday, there's a show at 8, Saturday at 8:30. It all takes place at the Marsh, located at 1062 Valencia Street here in San Francisco. If you want more information, tickets, pricing, and all that, area code 415-282-3055. Again, that number, 415-282-3055. Okay, all happening with Dave Edwards, jiving around, 89.5. It was 1964. Yes, Oz and the Spurlings.
I'm taking 4 strands of your hair and a $5 bill. I'm gonna put them in a letter and drop them in the mail. I'm gonna send them to a woman a friend of mine told me about. She's a good gumbo cooker, alligator hooker, make a dead man jump and shout. Now don't you know, baby, don't matter a woman ain't had a
Hey!
Hurry up!
Hurry up! Hurry up!
Hurry up! Hey, you know.
Hurry up! Hurry up!
I said, hurry up! Hey, you know.
Hurry up!
And work on that mojo!
Hurry up! Hurry up!
Work on that mojo!
Hurry up!
I'm sending my money to you, telling you what to do. Send my baby to me, send a COD. Now hurry up! Hey, you know.
Oh, yes, from Oz and the Spurlings to Lou Johnson. Well, both hits from 1964. This is Kentucky Bluebird.
Spread your wings for New Orleans, Kentucky Bluebird. Fly away and take a message to Martha.
Message to Martha.
In her search to find wealth and fame, I hear Martha has grown and changed her name. It's a year since she was here, Kentucky Bluebird, fly away and take a
message to Martha.
Message to Martha. Tell her I miss her
for each day.
As a train pulled out down the track, Martha promised she'd soon be coming back. Oh, tell her how my heart just breaks in two since she journeyed far. And even though her dreams of fame fell through, to me she will always be a star. Spread your wings for New Orleans, Kentucky Bluebird, fly away and take a
message to Martha.
Message to Martha. Ask her to stop for a home today. When you find her, please let her know, rich or poor, I will always love her so long.
Fly away, Kentucky Bluebird.
Going back to the fall of 1964, that's right, Lou Johnson there, Kentucky Bluebird, and of course I remember Dionne Warwick did a version of this as well, yeah. The godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business, Mr. Please, 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 just for you here on 89.5 Radio at 15 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock on this Jiving Around Thursday. We definitely have the sounds for you.
I feel good.
Hey!
I knew that I would.
Come on now.
I feel good. I knew that I would. So good. So good. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine.
can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. And I feel nice, my sugar and spice. I feel nice, my sugar and spice.
Hey!
So good, so good, I got you.
Go back to 1965, the Godfather of Soul. He was the hardest working man in show business. Mr. Please, 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 James Brown. Hey! Yes, indeed, I got you. In the meantime, we're going to slow things down just a tad. From 1963, this is Johnny Beecher. Actually, it was Herb Campbell's theme song on KSAN. We're talking about the KSAN AM. How about some OJs for you? That's right. Yeah. Look over your shoulder. Not mine, yours. 9 minutes before 10. Jiving around with Dave, KPOO. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
There you go, from about 1969, the OJ's Look Over Your Shoulder. Hey, we got some blues coming up on Wednesday, that's right.
You got the blues?
Yeah, I do.
You need some blues? You come to the right place, right here on 89.5, every Wednesday morning from 9 to noon. You can hear the best in urban blues, Chicago blues, new blues, and swing on the Wednesday Blues with Noel. Once you get these blues, you'll be back for more.
Hi, I'm Harrison Chestain, KPOO News Director, letting you know that KPOO will be at both the Republican and Democratic National Conventions. KPO will be broadcasting from the Republican Convention starting on July 19th with the On the Spot program from 6 to 8 p.m. And KPOO will be in Philadelphia with On the Spot on July 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. KPO Evening News will be produced from the Republican Convention in Cleveland on July 20th through the 22nd at 5:30 p.m. And you'll be able to hear the KPOO Evening News from the Democratic Convention in Philadelphia from July 26th through the 28th at 5:30 p.m. So make sure you tune in to KPOO to get convention coverage that you won't get anywhere else on the dial.
And I got to tell you something. There's no doubt that Harrison DeStang III is telling the truth, but it's just kind of interesting. Now, a lot of times I'll listen to a particular radio station in Los Angeles. It's probably the number one talk station down there, KFI, and it's a iHeart station, iHeart Media station, and they're the radio personalities who do afternoon drive, who actually are on the air from 2 until 6 p.m., are John and Ken. And they're broadcasting live from the convention there in Cleveland. They're also going to be there, of course, at Philadelphia for the Democratic convention. But it was interesting, the fact that they go beyond what they normally do as far as talking about what's going on the floor there of the arena. They talk about maybe some of the surrounding radio stations and media facilities and booths right near where they are. And guess what? They mentioned KPOO. they said all of a sudden, he said, well, let's see who's representing the San Francisco Bay Area. And they looked around. They didn't see KGO or any other, you know, big-time radio stations. At least they didn't admit to those. But all of a sudden, well, we just came across this KPOO. And I said, what kind of a station is that KPOO? So that's the station for the San Francisco Bay Area that's here at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, you know. And I thought, you know, having a 50,000 watt AM station like KFI, I mentioned KPOO was, you know, I don't know if it was flattering what they said, but it was sort of like neutral because they didn't know much about us. I guess they thought maybe we were just a fly-by-night station that's only been on the air, that's, you know, part of the Black Lives Matters movement or something like that. And of course, we are part of the Black Lives Matter movement. So obviously, we support it here at KPOO. But they had no clue, you know, on the history of this radio station. So I guess somebody's going to have to do a heads up to John and Ken over at KFI. Let them know, you know, that this station has been around a lot longer than, well, probably when this station first went on the air. I don't think John and Ken were in grammar school back east. So there you go. But they did mention KPOO on KFI, the big powerhouse out of Los Angeles there on 640 on the AM dial. So I thought that was kind of, it just startled me when I heard that. So I thought that was kind of amazing. But hey, continue to listen to KPOO radio for more coverage going on in Cleveland. Starting tonight with Harrison DeStang III, and then, of course, starting next week, you'll be in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. So we got complete coverage right here on 89.5 Radio between 6 and 8 o'clock live from, well, Cleveland. I guess this is the last night tonight for the Republicans. And then, of course, next week, I believe Monday, things happen in Philadelphia. And Harrison DeStang III, with his tremendous efforts and so forth and his perseverance, is going to be broadcasting live from the DNC in Philadelphia starting, I believe it's Monday. So we'll hear from him, or Tuesday. I'm not too sure when the day begins there. Maybe I'll run the promo again. Anyway, it's all happening with Dave at 3 minutes before the hour of 10 from KPOO San Francisco. We're just jiving around. And let's go back to 1961, H.P. Barnum. Going back to the fall of 1961, H.P. Barnum, Lost Love, big producer, you know, musician. In the meantime, from 1965, yeah, we got the Temptations.
Shining, there's plenty of light.
Oh, yeah.
Day is dawning, sunny and bright.
Oh, yeah.
But after I've been crying all night, the sun is cold and the new day seems old. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby,
oh, since I lost my baby, are singing and the children are playing. There's plenty of work and the bosses are paying. Not a sad word should a young heart be saying.
What fun is a bore
and what money a poor. Since I lost my baby,
since I lost my baby.
Since I lost my baby.
There you go, David Ruffin, The Temptations from 1965. Olympics now.
Shimmy, shimmy,
There you go, the Olympics from 1960, Shimmy Like Kate. All happening with Dave, 89.5 from KPOO San Francisco. It's 5 after 10. Hey, paying the cost to be the boss, the late, great B.B. King for you right now.
You think you ought to do, baby, anything you want to do. You must be crazy, baby. You don't gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, woman, I'm paying the cost to be the boss. I'll drink if I wanna and play a little poker too. Don't you say nothing to me as long as I'm taking care of you. As long as I'm working, baby, and paying all the bills, I don't want no mouth from you about the way I'm supposed to live. You must be crazy, woman. Don't gotta be out of your mind. As long as I'm footing the bills and paying the cost to be the boss. Got me, you act like you ashamed. You don't act like my woman. You're just using my name. I tell you, I'm gonna have all the money, and I don't want no back talk. Cause if you don't like the way I'm doing, just pick up your things and walk. You gotta be crazy, babe. Oh, you must be out of your mind. As long as I'm paying the bill, I'm paying the cost to be the boss.
Oh yeah, B.B. King, 89.5.
You're listening to WebWorks, Voices of the Native Nations, right here on KPOO San Francisco. If you want to hear where the next powwow is, where the next benefit's going to be held for American Indian issues, tune in to every Wednesday of every month, except for the first Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on KPOO, 89.5 San Francisco, or KPOO.com.